The free movement of people across the EU is the cornerstone of the union. COVID resulted in borders being shut to prevent the virus spreading. 6 months into the pandemic, countries are open, but the rules about visiting vary. Depending on where you are travelling from and travelling to, the restrictions range from filling out a passenger locator form and getting tested for COVID to mandatory self-isolation for 14 days upon arrival. Airlines have described it as chaotic, and due to the evolving status of the virus from country to country, the rules can change overnight. Fine Gael MEP for Midlands North West, Maria Walsh, says it's confusing for everyone, not least MEPs who are supposed to work between Ireland and Brussels.
It is very confusing, and I understand citizens who are listening to this are like, well, I can do this, but I can't do that. And I'm hitting it with you. From a European Parliament side, from an MEP whose job it is to stand in the institution that we're doing this interview in, it's difficult for me to do my job. Yes, remote working does help, but as you know, networking, conversations, trying to get people on the same side as you happens most effectively when you're looking at them in the face and you're at a safe space, of course, and a safe distance, but you're bringing them along with you on that journey. You can only do that in person.
The European Commission is putting together a new plan which aims for a common EU approach. Parliament was updated this week and MEPs responded. Here's Dublin's Claire Daly speaking in the Hemicycle.
I obviously welcome the fact that some attempt is now being made to coordinate the COVID response, but it's pretty incredible that we're 6 months into the most serious pandemic in living memory in one of the richest regions in the world with a massive institutional bureaucracy, and we're only getting around to it now. We cannot even compare COVID statistics because of the different arrangements in place in member states. So is it any wonder that EU citizens are looking on in disbelief?
Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews, welcomed calls for better coordination.
Primarily, it was motivated by the Schengen and trying to get the Schengen agreement back up and running and making it effective. But it's also important for Ireland because we can sometimes be forgotten in that context. And it gives some clarity as to how the airline industry, the hospitality industry that relies so much on the movement of tourism, can plan into the future. Because at the moment, Ireland has been a bit of an outlier. So again, we're getting a lot of representations from people working in this area, particularly from Aer Lingus staff in Dublin, who are very worried about the future. So I'm glad that we have a consistency and it gives people an opportunity to plan their businesses, their holidays, their whatever is necessary in the future. So I think it's a very welcome development.
So what's changing? The new EU traffic light system will be finalised next month, and Ireland, despite being outside the Schengen zone, is opting in. Countries will be classed as green, amber or red, depending on the incidence of COVID, with no mandatory restrictions applied to green or amber zones. Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil, Billy Kelleher, says travel from high-risk countries should include testing.
Yes, but I don't think that Ireland can sustain long-term its isolationist policies in terms of air travel. We're an island nation. International travel is part and parcel of what we do. We're a trading nation. And from that perspective, I think that we should link ourselves to what the European Commission is proposing in terms of identifying countries that are safe havens in terms of low incidence of COVID, where people should be able to travel to and from without hindrance. Beyond that, in cases where countries have a higher incidence of COVID, that there will be obligations on travellers to test in the home country, and then when they arrive in Ireland after a number of days to test again.
His Fine Gael colleague for Ireland South, Deirdre Clun, agrees.
Yeah, I think testing is happening in some airports. I think we probably need to see more testing and how the government is going to incorporate that into their travel guidelines or travel arrangements. I don't know, but I just think testing can form a part of that. It does in other European countries, and I'd like to see them looking at that and looking at proposals from the Commission, proposals from the European Centre for Disease Control as to how you can incorporate a safe testing regime.
It doesn't mean a return to normal travel. As long as COVID is still present, rules will apply. Maria Walsh says it's all about living alongside the virus.
So now we just need to remain vigilant. If you are travelling, just be mindful that restrictions change in either country. And I think once we have an EU approach, I really believe that will just give reassurance to citizens.
In the meantime, Ireland is updating its green list as it awaits the final EU plan. It means that from Monday, people can travel to and from a number of new countries without the need to self-isolate. Kevin Purcell at the European Parliament in Brussels.